The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And for those of you that have listened to the answer, the morning answer, the Inland Empire answer, before that, the Jen and Don show, you know, a great friend of this station, not just on this program, but doing his own show. Evan Sayet is here. He is an author. He is a columnist. He is a lecturer. He is a political advisor. And my favorite thing, he is a political comedian. He is a funny, funny and smart, wonderful guy. And he's got a brand new book that's out called The Atheist Origin Myth. It's available wherever you get your books. You can find it also and get all the information at evansayit.com. And of course, since you used to roam this radio studio, apparently they used to welcome you into radio shows around here, Evan, with this.
Say it! Say it!
Evan, good morning.
Hey, Jen. How are you? Hi, Grant.
Hi, Evan.
Thanks for being with us. So tell us about this new book, The Atheist Origin Myth. What is it all about?
Well, it's yet another book making the case for a creator, the scientific and factual case for a creator. But I read so many of those other books that are out there, and they're great and they're important. Our friend Eric Metaxas has one now. But all of these other books, they are so darn earnest. And it seemed almost as if to get the people that we want to convince, the kids who are hurting so badly because this modern leftist movement has left them with nothing to believe in. Not only no God and no country, but not even parents. Their parents are their friends. They have no friends. They're suffering from loneliness. How are we going to get to these people and to get them to read a book making the case for God? And I think the answer was to have some fun with it. Obviously, my history as a political comedian and a writer for Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher and whatnot, I was able to insert a great deal of humor. And so I wrote a book that is designed to win over the people who are hurting so bad. And they know, Jen, they know that they're being lied to. Mm-hmm. They know that men can't have babies. They know that there aren't 147 genders. And they know that there's more than they're being told. And this book, I wrote it for them. I wrote it for believers to give to their non-believing friends.
So it's almost like a manual or guidebook for the non-believers.
Well, it's making fun of the fact. See, the way that the atheists win the day is that they say that believing in God is not scientific because God is by definition beyond the material. It's beyond the material and the forces of our universe and the four dimensions in which we can perceive. But what they don't tell their victims is that the only other alternative to God is equally as non-scientific. No matter what, the universe had to have come from somewhere, right? So obviously it must have come from beyond the forces and materials of our universe. And so what I do, I think for the first time really, is make the atheists answer for what it is they believe. Okay, I'm stupid and I'm brainwashed and I was just simply brought up to believe or whatever. Okay, I'm all the things you say I am. Now let's talk about you. Mm-hmm. What do you believe about the origin of the universe? What do you believe about how the cosmos so perfectly fine-tuned themselves? What do you believe about how life came from the insentient? And the answer is they have no answers. There is literally no scientific, as in materialistic, answer that they can provide. And so now we've got two extra scientific possibilities, but one of them is true. Which one?
Yeah.
And I lay out what science knows about both the science of intelligent design and the God of the Bible in particular. And by the end, I even surprised myself how overwhelming the case is. At the same time, at once, overwhelmingly in favor of an intelligent creator and the singular God of the Bible, and at the same time, how any alternative is not just wrong, but impossible.
You know, it's really interesting. We're talking with Evan Sayet. His new book, The Atheist Origin Myth, is available at Amazon, wherever you get your books. You should follow him at Evan Sayet. Check out his website, evansayet.com. But Evan, what's interesting is that non-believers, far leftists, which, by the way, as Kamala Harris, our vice president, loves to talk about a Venn diagram, there's a big circle that connects those two usually. They rely so heavily on science, but yet their science is really junk science. I'll use COVID, for instance. All that science was disproven. It's constantly changing. It's getting disproved. It still is happening today. Climate change, which is like a religion sometimes for leftists, that science is shaky at best about man's intervention, at least, into the climate. You bring up people who believe in the Big Bang Theory. They say that's science. Well, where did the gas come from? I mean, there's so many things that have questions that science never really answers, and it requires faith. It requires that for explanation, doesn't it?
Well, I really do not rely on faith at all when I attempt to make my arguments, because if the other person doesn't have faith, then you're making a call to authority that they don't believe is authoritative. And so I literally just lay out the science as it is understood. But the political left, and just as we speak about the religious right, we have to talk about the godless left, and it is a very political movement. I make a huge distinction, a fundamental distinction between atheism as a personal belief and what I call militant atheism, which is the intentional and concerted effort to expunge God across all of society. And that is a political effort. And there have been militant atheism, that attempt to outlaw God from society, is relatively new to the modern world. Right? It really only got intellectual credence with Marx's Communist Manifesto. And since then, it's given us a handful of ideologies. Right? Militant atheism, by the way, is not an ideology in and of itself. It's a weapon used by would-be revolutionaries to clear the moral path to their rise to power. And so in the 100 years since militant atheism has been an activist part of these movements, we've had Leninism, Stalinism, Hitlerism, Maoism, the fictional Big Brotherism, and now wokeism.
Interesting.
And the intent is to, it's not because they believe in science, they believe in the science, which is just the euphemism that they use, Orwell called the science Big Brother. Mm-hmm. The communists called the science the party or the state. Right? They don't believe in science. They believe in the science. And only in totalitarian regimes is there such a thing as the science. There's no such thing as the science. There's just generally accepted theories. There's debate and there's discussion, which these strong arm tactics do not allow. So it's very much, in my previous book, if you recall, it was called The Woke Supremacy.
Right.
And it's very much like it is a supremacist movement that uses atheism in order to clear the moral path to their rise to power and the ungodly way they then intend to rule.
Interesting stuff. Evan Sayet, thank you so much for being with us. The book is out right now. It's called Atheist Origin Myth. It is available right now at Amazon, wherever you get your books. You can check him out, evansayet.com. You can find him online as well on social media at Evan Sayet, S-A-Y-E-T. Evan, good luck with the book. It's so great catching up with you, and we can't wait to check it out.
I look forward to seeing you soon, Jen.
All right. Thank you. Thanks so much, Evan.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.